10 days after the car bombing in Bali, there is still no clear indication of who was responsible for the attack. More than 180 were killed, and the attack shattered the Indonesian island's image as a quiet tourist destination. All signs point to a splinter terrorist organization with ties to Al-Qaeda as being responsible for the blast. Many of those killed were Australian vacationers. Australia's Prime Minister, John Howard, has pledged his country's help in tracking down the perpetrators of the attack, as well as the global campaign against international terrorism. Reporter Phil Mercer is in Sydney, Australia. There's been criticism within Australia that the government didn't take seriously warnings from the United States about an increased threat of terrorism in Indonesia. What's been the response of the Australian government?
There has been considerable disquiet here in Australia that warnings issued by the CIA to American citizens after September the 20th of this year were passed on to the Australian authorities, but that information was not passed on to Australian citizens in the form of a travel advisory. The government here has come under a lot of criticism for that. In its defense, the government and the Prime Minister, John Howard, has said there were no specific threats against Australians in Bali at the time of the bombing, and that's why the travel advisories didn't reflect what the Americans were saying.
So there's criticism of the government, and yet the popularity of Prime Minister Howard has soared.
I think most Australians have appreciated that John Howard has been telling the truth when it came to these travel advisories, for example. That happened within 2 or 3 days of the bombing on October the 12th. Since then, Mr. Howard has attended a sunset ceremony in Bali, and he's come across as a compassionate, thoughtful leader and one who's determined to track down the bombers who killed almost 100 Australians. I think that many people in this country appreciate the strong leadership he's displayed at this very sensitive time.
Has the Bali attack changed Australia's feeling of isolation, of being out of the fray?
Absolutely. In the years gone by, Australia has been immune from international terrorism. There's been a feeling here that the country's geographical isolation, perched right at the edge of the world, has provided insulation from international terrorist attacks. Now, it's fair to say, obviously, the Bali attack was not perpetrated in Australia, but Bali was a small slice of Australia. It's a very popular destination for people from this country, and I think that that age of innocence where Australians looked at international terrorism as something that happened to other people in other parts of the world has gone for good.
Well, there was a shooting incident in Melbourne yesterday. What do you know about that?
Two people were shot dead by a gunman who went on the rampage at Monash University in the southern state of Victoria at a Melbourne University, a suburban campus. He was wrestled to the ground by two students. Two people shot dead, five people injured, two of them seriously. And one undergraduate was saying after the shooting incident that if Australia felt afraid after the Bali bomb attack, this shooting in Melbourne has really reinforced those feelings of fear and insecurity at this, what is Australia's probably the most testing time in its post-war history.
Reporter Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia.